we are up to Simin Tof Kuf Nun Aleph Ois Yud Dalet. It's on page 113. Okay, page 1. There are two handouts over here that we did not get. Page 113 and 114. We remember the laws of the 9 days. Okay, and these laws, some of these laws are not very relevant to us. We'll try to go through very quickly. Really, we should go through very quickly because almost everything is not relevant to us. No, because this is all geets. And I have actually another page. Maybe we should skim through it. I will say I have a next page, 115, because these laws of bathing, of washing clothing, doesn't really apply to us. I should really be more careful, jump ahead, but so let's just spend some time on this. We'll see how it goes. So halach yidal av anachnu nohagnu le'esra afilu klei pishton. I'm sorry, I forgot to put it on.
No, don't push on to me, please.
Thank you. Avul, okay. In 113, it's Yidal, Avul, Nachnu, Nohagnu, Le'esra, Afilu, Klei, Pishon, Afilu, Bekibush, Shalonu, B'loi, Giyutz. We mentioned yesterday that the Iker HaDinin is only also to launder clothing the way it was done during the time of Chazal, where they would use stones and they would press them it was a very elaborate process, which produced a very high quality product, a very high quality form of cleansing the garments. And what we do today is a far cry from what was done during the time of Chazal. So it would appear that from the viewpoint of Chazal, the way we clean our clothing would be permitted. Even to send our clothing to the dry cleaner would be nothing compared to the way they clean their clothing. If they watched how we send our clothing to the dry cleaner, they would say, that's what you call cleaning your clothing? And you're willing to pay for that $9? They would be very, very disturbed. And even washing something in the washing machine is not exactly what they had in mind when they prohibited washing clothing during the 9 days. Nevertheless, it has been accepted as a matter of fact that we do not wear clothing that have been laundered in the standards of what we do today. That's pretty much what he says over here. Even when there is no pressing of a stone, they do not rub a stone against the garments. We're prohibited to cleansing the garments. The lilboish, we're not allowed to wear them. We're not even allowed to bathe, to clean the clothing, put clothing in the washing machine, and not use it until after Tisha B'av. So even though it's not technically forbidden, but being that we have accepted upon ourselves this prohibition, this custom, it's forbidden. No one should make any exception. Some say the kibush shalanu medina aser. Okay, then you want to get into the other approach, and some want to say that it's not what we said above is not correct. Is that even the way we wash clothing is aser? The zesh amar b'gemara the kibush shalanu mutar. Zeh etzlam b'bavel lefi shebiyemayim hayu achurim. They were dirty. B'nei shebavel ein eretz harim u'bekot. It's not a land of mountains and hills. Keret Yisrael l'chein hayu hamayim achurim. The water was muddy. The water there was muddy. So therefore, the ein mischamsim yafe kibe'eretz Yisrael. The reason why there in Bavel they was permitted for them to take their clothing and put the clothing in the washing machine was because when you turn on the washing machine in Bavel, you know what color water goes into the washing machine? Brown water. Okay, try that today. Put your clothing in the washing machine, and the water that's being used is muddy water, dirty water. So then that's why in time of Bavel, they permitted putting your clothing in the washing machine because you take it out of the washing machine more dirty than when you put it in. That's why it was mutter. But today, Baruch Hashem, we have very high standards. The water is pristine. Therefore, we are forbidden, according to this opinion, may ikar hadin from cleaning our clothing during the 9 days. Aval b'shar chutz li'aretz yesh lemar. The aser kibe eretz yisrael b'nei shamayim shlanu yofim u'mechapsim yofe. V'yod yesh iser acher. There's another problem why it's also mi'ikar hadin. The yesh am the kibush shlanu hu im a giyutz. What we do today is giyutz. The giyutz ain't even miluvenes. We assume that giyutz in time of Chazal is a stone which you press against the garments. Whoever says that it's a giyutz miluvenes, I mean, it's a stone that causes the clothing to become white. Ela mayim ve'efer, ay neter, a boris. Giyutz means detergent. V'yetzleinu haloi mechabesin b'neter. Indeed, we use detergent. U'bayris v'nimsa de medina aser. It is forbidden. And to wear linen garments also as megamor kamashakasa period. We see that our klipishim are mechabsim yafe. The other rabba bochem oisim giutz gomor lecholadeos benet uberis. We use different ingredients with evan mulvenes. Lachen etzleinu medina kol min kibus also b'shavu shachal teshabab b'seicha. So summarize, he says, just the basic to summarize is that there is a very big dilemma if what we do today, the way we clean our clothing today with detergent and the washing machine, water, is this osur me'ikar hadin, medina de gemara, called giutz and kibus, or is this only osur as a minot? Because to clean clothing me'ikar hadin, you need to do it exactly the way it was done during the times of Chazal, which includes a certain type of stone, certain types of ingredients, certain type of pressing, and we do not do that bisman hazeh. So this is the very big dilemma. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. Either it's indeed also me'ikar hadin, because even though the Gemara says that washing long was mutter, their washing was with dirty water, our washing with clean water, that would be asr. Or if you want to say that it really it's mutter, but we've accepted upon ourselves with the chumrah not to do it. So the bottom line is, me'ikar hadin, whether it's ikar hadin or whether it's a minog, we're not allowed to clean clothing during the 9 days. Not in the 9 days, the me'ikar hadin is during Shavua Shechal Boy. That's much more severe, but by extension, we have accepted the minog not to do this even starting with Rosh Chodesh Av, Tezav. U'minogenu l'esor kol min kibos m'Rosh Chodesh. Now it goes further. Even though me'ikar hadin is only also from Shavua Shechal Boy, which would mean it's only also the week leading up to Tisha B'Av, we accepted the prohibition from Rosh Chodesh. Ad achar hatainis im loy letzorich mitzvah. What is an example? Goin isha haleveshes levanim. A woman needs in order for nida. Muteres lechabes v'lul boishu hatznia tachtecha v'zehu ad Tisha B'Av. Aval the Tisha B'Av atzma l'tilbash levanim rak tilbash cholav boduk v'noki. That's even for a woman on Tisha B'Av itself, she has to have something prepared in advance. The chayim lechvayt Shabbos, also an exception. Levshim weird clay pishlan, matzim levanim, levanim, matzim levanim. A woman can use the levanim, kamo b'shari Shabbos, v'gam lechabes, ha yamutu b'yom hei lechvayt Shabbos, elish b'zenohagu iser. Okay, here's another point of law. Are you allowed to wash your clothing during the 9 days, lechvayt Shabbos? I'm not washing my clothing now during the 9 days to wear during the 9 days. I'm washing them to in honor of Shabbos. So he writes here, Me'ikar hadin it's mutter. However, we have been accepted it upon ourselves as a chumrah that we don't even do that.
To wear it on Shabbos.
So we want to wash the clothing on Thursday in order to wear it on Shabbos. Me'ikar hadin, according to the letter of law, it's permitted to do so, but we have accepted upon ourselves a chumrah that we don't even do that. Yeah? It seems not. If a Shabbos you can't do it, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it for a bris either.
Her
a
bris. Tzarach means you have discretion. I have another suit, but this is a better suit.
If it's freshly laundered, you can wear it, but you're not allowed to clean it during the 9 days to wear it on Shabbos. And certainly a bris. Bris is not as good as Shabbos. Shabbos is much more powerful. If you're not allowed to do it for Shabbos, you're certainly not allowed to do it for a bris. Certainly not. Shabbos is a much greater mitzvah. Shabbos is a mitzvah that tzibur. V'gam l'chabes ha'yamutu b'yom hei l'chavad Shabbos elo shebezeh no hagnu iser. V'harei apir chitza no hagnu iser k'mo she'yisbar u'yisbar. We have a custom, mikar adin, we should not bathe. K'mashu kosa b'kibus u'mikol mokom im ein loy kisoynes l'hachlef. Now he did a new period. Now then he talks about bathing, we'll talk about later on. Okay, but by the way, bathing today, I once saw a sign somewhere, someone emailed me a sign somewhere that said, there was a shul, and there was a sign on the shul, anyone who's makbid on not bathing during the 9 days, please don't daven here. Don't daven here. Okay, the standards of society have changed quite a bit. People do not view bathing as a luxury. They view it as a health issue. And if it's not for you, it's for someone else. maybe you don't care, but you have no right to impose your chumrah upon people that you come in contact with. So many, many poskim are very, very lenient when it comes to bathing during the 9 days, especially in the hot, humid environment here in New York City. Maybe Eretz Yisrael, it's not so humid, so it's
depends
not.
Where it is.
Depends where the humidity. The humidity in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, depends where. It's hot. Okay, humidity. They have the sign. They have this. Maybe you showed it to me. Maybe it was you showed it to me. You sent me that email. You showed it to me. You know, don't come. Don't. Not Makud over here on this halacha.
You got a letter to the house.
What? Okay. What's very interesting is during Avelos. Let's say Rachma. When I was in Avelos, very interesting. During Avelos, you get a very, very different spectrum of opinion during Rachmanos, and a person is saying Shiva. So is he allowed to take a shower? Is he allowed to take a hot shower, cold shower? So it's very, very interesting. Some places come a very machmer. The very machmer, they say, even though during the 9 days, 9 days and during Shiva, the same thing, right? Isn't it really the same thing? 9 days, during the laws of the 9 days are the same as during the not?
Shiva? No.
What, Shiva, Mohammer?
Yeah.
It's Mohammer. Okay, cause, yeah. So there are places that are they're much tougher. When it comes to the 9 days, they'll be much more gracious in letting you take a shower during the 9 days. But Rachmanel, the son of person sitting Shiva, they don't give in so quickly to allow you to take a shower, which is also very surprising because, you know, you're sitting Shiva, you're the focus of attention, people are coming to Menachem Avil, and you don't want to give off an odor.
Sitting in a bath,
that's for sure. That we're not even discussing. We're just discussing the bare bones. Just going in. 30-second shower. Even that we're discussing. A 30-second shower. Even that we're discussing. So it's interesting. So people who are machmir, they won't bathe their whole body in one shot. They'll bathe either. One part of the day, very quickly, so it should not be any form of enjoyment whatsoever. How far does a person have to go to make himself crazy? Obviously, all of these things depend, men, women, and everyone has a different standard, but today, derech klal, the people are very, very, very lenient. As far as I know, my father was a rav, and people asked him to shower. My father was extremely lenient in telling people they can take a shower. Okay, that was my father. I can't speak for other rabbanim. My father was very, very lenient in allowing people to take showers for very bare minimum, not have any enjoyment, just the health reasons. What? During the 9 days. Let's go for it. There is an exception. If a person does not have a garment, a shirt, to wear for Shabbos, so here he makes an exception. Here, if you don't have what to wear on Shabbos, you are allowed to bathe. You have to clean your shirt or your suit for Shabbos and to wear a freshly laundered suit on Shabbos. Aval tiglachas, but shaving, vitispoires, a haircut, also is forbidden, categorically forbidden, unless, of course, you have to go to work. And at work, it's unacceptable to go into work and not in a state of being not shaven. Then I guess you have a heter as well. Barak netilas tzipor nayim mutter. You're allowed to cut your nails during the 9 days.
Erev Shabbos.
For kol shekhen of Erev Shabbos. Kol shekhen of Erev Shabbos. Even smashing the 9 days. Even netilas tzipor the whole 9 days, it says. You're allowed to cut your nails the entire 9 days. That also can be a health issue. Cutting your nails, mimutar, with the kol shekain certainly chvay Shabbos. The kal v'chaymer certainly listrik b'mishrok. You're allowed to comb your hair, the mutar, b'chol yom. Every day you're allowed to comb your hair. The afilu ba'avil mutar, even an avil is allowed to comb his hair, afilu mutar shiva during shiva. V'da, the bikibus also afilu limsor lichoy veses. Putting cleaning clothing, it's not only also for you to put the clothing in the washing machine and turn on the machine, it's also to give it to a dry cleaner, or to give it to a cleaner, someone else should do it, ain't Yehudis. To give it to a non-Jew to clean your clothing is forbidden as well. There's no amir la'akum when it comes to cleaning your clothing. Even if they're going to deliver, or you're going to pick it up, after Tisha B'Av, it's the Aser. Legami. Let's b'kivus min chodesh ve'elich levad b'gdei ketanim shemelafef him ha'isam shekorin, which they call, I don't know what that word is, vinkalach, what's that? A bib? those the behechrach lechapsam or maybe diapers, the behechrach lechapsam b'chol yom, that when it comes to children, then the rules are relaxed, then you're allowed to clean their clothing. Ach im moshroi lehachoyveses koyim moshchodesh in tzorach limchoyts biyada, if a person indeed violates this halacha and gives the clothing to a cleaner during the 9 days, you do not have to make a macha shloit tischapsim biyom elu. You don't have to tell the guy if you did give it during the before the 9 days. Before the 9 days, a person gives the clothing to the cleaners or a professional launderer before the 9 days, and you say, "I'll pick it up after Tisha B'Av." You do not have to instruct them not to clean it during the 9 days. They can do whatever they want. You're not telling them to do it. But do tell them, I'm not going to deliver it. Do not deliver it until after Tisha B'Av. So then it becomes a kablon. I'm not telling them to do it during the 9 days. If they do it for their own benefit, they're doing it. They're not doing it for me. Tazayim. Vada. When it comes to cleaning clothing, so we do not. We limit the prohibition for the 9 days. And even that we said is only a chumrah, because really in Iker Hadin, cleaning clothing is only offered during Shavua Shechal Boy. And now we accepted upon ourselves a chumrah the 9 days. Avol Tespoires, so here he writes over here, when it comes to taking a haircut, that the custom is to stop Anu Nohagim Le'asor Meyud Zayin B'Tamuz Mishum de Tespoires Einoi Shechiach Kikibus. It's not necessary to do. The need is not as great. A person does not need to take a haircut more than 30 days. The average person can easily get away with taking a haircut once in 30 days. So therefore, for 3 weeks, there's no excuse. Take the haircut before the 3 weeks and you're good to go. When it comes to cleaning your clothing, many people do not have enough clothing to get through the week. So therefore, we machmir only for the 9 days. Therefore, betes yom lo yehe nikar isuroi, it's not noticeable. If we're going to only prohibit taking a haircut during the 9 days, it's not going to be noticeable. If we're going to be machmir, and therefore, ma'arichin oiso min yudzayin b'tamuz, period. The achar tishba miyad mutarim l'sabu l'chabes, immediately after tishav, you're allowed to take a haircut and to clean your clothes. We'll see that in a moment, not necessarily immediately. V'alfi sheyesh b'gmar misha oiso b'shavu shachal tishabav, bein lifnei tishabav, bein l'achar tishabav. There is such an opinion that says that the entire week that Tisha B'Av is chal, you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to clean your clothing, which means that this year, Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, so you would not be allowed to take a haircut Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and not allowed to clean your clothing the entire week. Shavua Shechal Boy doesn't just mean before Tisha B'Av, it means after Tisha B'Av. So he writes here, we do not follow this opinion. Loi kaimalon came, but it's at least good to be aware of such a thing. Or miyad basirim, though he writes it, what does it mean miyad? It doesn't mean mamish miyad mitzoy tisha b'av. It's only mutter, it means the 10th day after chatzos. It means basiri mutter b'chol dovar v'nira sheyesh lahamdin basiri ad acha chatzos. We wait until after chatzos kemo b'achilas basar sheyispa'er b'simin tov kuf nun ches. It's not really clear on halacha. The only thing that meikar hadin, you're not only, you have to wait on the 10th day until chatzos is only eating meat, but may ikar hadin, you're allowed to do all take a haircut. You're allowed to take a haircut, and you're allowed to clean your clothing the moment Tisha B'Av is aser. It is nothing more than a custom to delay until chatzos. L'may nafkamina when it's a nitcha, when Tisha B'Av shchal yes b'Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av is going to be observed on a Sunday, or let's say it's on a Thursday. It's on Thursday. So then the halach is meat might be by where it's a nitcha, that's something different. But immediately these two restrictions are lifted without any restriction. When it comes to taking a haircut and it comes to cleaning your clothing, you can do it the moment Tisha B'Av is over, when either it's a nitcha or it's Erev Shabbos. Meat, not so fast. Meat, you have to wait. Now, meat's much more complicated. There are different meat, but meat is, why is meat different than when it comes to haircut and cleaning clothing? Because meat waiting until the 10th day is me'ikr hadin. That's a dina de gemara. Nidcha, you still can't eat meat the night after, because that's a din in the tinus. That's in the tinus, but you do it in the morning. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you still can't eat meat If Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, you still can't eat meat until Chatzos.
What about wine?
But you can wine also. Wine also.
And music.
Music also, because music is not a necessity. Music is not a necessity. We have to review each thing in itself. But the general idea here is to keep in mind, it's always kedai to know. You have to know the starting point. The Rabbanim have to know what the starting point is to know when you can be mekel. The laws of not taking a haircut and not cleaning your clothing the moment Tisha B'Av is over is not an ikar hadin. It is only a minuk to do these things, to wait until Chatzos the next day. Therefore, since only a minuk, there is room to be mekel. When it was the whole klal Yisrael mekel, when it's Erev Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, so right away the clock is ticking for Shabbos, so you can do your laundry immediately, you can take a haircut immediately, and when it comes to when it's a nidcha, you can be mekel. But when it comes to something which is me'ikar hadin, like meat, then the rules are going to be different. Okay, also, what else do we know about cleaning clothing and cleaning clothing? Cleaning clothing is only also me'ikar hadin shavua shechalboi. Extending it backwards to the beginning of the 9 days of Rosh Chodesh is also only a minhag. And so each thing you have to know, what is the ikar hadin and what is the chumrah.
If you think about it, meat's different than the others because in those times there was no refrigeration. So if you wanted to eat meat as soon as Tisha B'Av ended, some would have to shecht and salt.
So you can do that. So in a chanami, why not? And you have the whole shayla.
This is not bad meat.
Okay, it's a different
category. You can prepare meat on
Tisha B'Av. Okay, in Chanam. But meat was still also a maker hadin, for whatever reason. Halacha Yitzayin. Umidina de Gemara. Okay, let's go further. Kishachal Tisha B'Av, B'Yom Aleph Oy B'Shabbos, V'nidchal Yom Rishon, when it's chal on Shabbos, on Sunday, or Oy B'Shabbos V'Nidchal Yom Rishon Mutar Mechol Davar B'Shnei HaShavuos D'Kaidim. So here the Tishvav. So here goes. There's no Shavu Shechalva. He says the 2 weeks leading up to in the year. This is Machlokes HaPoskim. The week before the Shnei HaShavuos D'Kaidim Tishvav Ain Zeh Shavu Shechal Tishvav Soicha V'Ashmiya Harei Hu Achar Tishvav. So the week before, the week after is not. It's there are no restrictions. V'das ha'tur le'esor shuvah shalifanov. So this is the machlokes ha'poskim. Some hold that when Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos, the week before is still considered to be shavua shechalba. That's machlokes ha'poskim. Mevnei shegam zemikish k'shavua shechal Tisha B'Av b'soichel levad b'yom hei v'yom zayin. Mutar ha'kol l'chvei Shabbos except for Thursday and Friday. Then you're allowed to go and make all the preparations you want. L'chvayit Shabbos, aval ein minhageinu kein, that's not our custom, ela oisrim ha'kol min Rosh Chodesh. So even though there are definitely rules to be lenient in this situation, our custom already has been established that we're machmir on all of these things starting with Aleph Av. Aval ha'kol ela oisrim ha'kol min Rosh Chodesh av ve'el chmosh v'arnu period. V'tispares, haircut, it's our custom, miyud zayin v'tamuz v'zeh she'osa b'tich b'yses. This that we're not allowed to clean our clothing, huafilu, the chabes, bishar, big day, any Yehudi. Uvzebavadai medina shari. Now this that we said, I'm sorry, the chabes, bishar, big day, Yehudi. When it comes to, you're not allowed to clean even a guy for money. Uvzebavadai medina shari, meikar hadin its mother, shaharein kan simcha, ella mebne hachashat. Okay, so when there's suspicion that you're doing it, it's your clothing, you should not do it publicly. Don't go to the laundromat in front of everyone and go start cleaning clothing and say, oh, I'm doing this for my non-Jewish living, whatever I got. I'm doing this for non-Jew. People are going to suspect that you're doing your own clothing. If a woman does it, they should not say that it's hers. That if it's bitzina, private, so then no one knows that you have, let's say, you have help in the house. Let's say, Rachmal, people have their house, whatever, and you have to go clean their clothing. So then, bitzina, it is mutter. And likewise, you have a store. If you run a dry cleaning shop in a non-Jewish neighborhood, so you're not doing it for you. You're not doing your clothing. You're doing non-Jewish clothing. You're doing it for, no one's going to suspect that you're doing it. It's a business. You have a dry cleaning business, and you're doing it. You have goyim who come to the store. Obviously, it's mutter. V'cheinim yidua l'ram shehi koyveses shalachem. He's the cleaner. Aisha habagodim nikodim shem shalachem. Everyone knows that it's not yikodim. These are clothing that you never wear. Then muteris l'chaps, and there is no marasayim yidches. The godim chadoshim bein lebronim bein tzvuim bein shel tzemer bein shel pishim also l'vayish b'shabbes zeh. You're not allowed to wear new. A brand new suit may not be worn on Shabbos. And it makes no difference what kind of...
This week, in the week.
Shabbos and during this week. Shabbos and during this week. All the don, Merosh Chodesh, so we already established that we're machmir, we go Merosh Chodesh. The achilug bein tzemel l'pishon ein ela b'yishonim, the difference is that we're more make when it comes to pishton. Pishton, we are generally more lenient. That's all when it comes to old. But when it comes to new, new is forbidden no matter what. V'loi b'chadoshim, d'chadoshim yeshvam yishum simcha b'chol min shuhu. V'kol shekem kishakoyv shun oysam b'michbash, if they're dry, they're pressed, even linen is going to be aser. V'haynu, the havin and kamo b'hugotzim, that's what we learned before, that's called pressed with stones, the aser medina, gam b'loi chadoshim, even old clothing is aser medina. V'lechein if a big day Shabbos, m'huguhatzim, aser, if even big day Shabbos Meguhat Sim is Osir, Af Yishanim, and certainly even old, if they've been pressed, if old clothing that have been pressed, you're not allowed to wear during this week. Ve'afilu min olim chadashim, here is something people ask sometimes, shoes. Shoes always are in a different category. Because shoes, you don't make a shechiyanu. Shoes are from leather. Shoes in an entirely different category. So are you allowed to wear new shoes during the 9 days? That's a very complicated question. I remember hearing that a long time ago. What status shoes have? Some people hold it's the most, many people, it's very interesting. And some people, shoes are nothing. It's not even an issue. And other people, pum fakir, it's the most expensive piece of clothing they have on them. People, they don't care what they're wearing. Their suit, they're wearing a pair of pants for $30. And a shirt for $10, and the shoes, they're wearing $300 shoes.
Michael Jordan sneakers.
They're wearing $400 sneakers. Okay? Some people, and they wear it as a fashion statement. Go down to Manhattan, you'll see people go on the train, look around the people, they're wearing shmatas, shirts and pants, they're wearing shmamas, and the sneakers? Impressive for the sneakers. Look, some women have a whole closet of shoes. Whole class, they only wear shoes once in their life. Each pair of shoes only gets one usage. So what does halacha say about shoes? What is halacha? Does halacha follow perception, what people value? People value shoes, so then it should be even worse than putting on a new suit. Or in halacha, shoes are nothing. What are shoes already? Shoes are just you shouldn't hurt your feet. Leather, you don't make a shechianu, so this is something which is a machlekes apreskim. So he writes over Vafilu, his opinion, min olim chadashim ein lilvesh b'shuah zeh, you should not wear new shoes during this week. That's what he paskins. Ulididon min Rosh Chodesh, according to us, kemikar din only shuah shechabal, where the minig is to extend to Rosh Chodesh, min Rosh Chodesh, the call beged oy minol chadash afsh ein b'zeh chashivos, if it's new. That's his rule of thumb, the Aruch HaShulchan. New is in a league by itself. Even if it's not in essence something which is Choshev, Mikol Mokom Yesh B'zeh Ketzah Simcha V'Yosem B'Yudzayim B'Tamuz Ad Rosh Chodesh. Is it also Av B'Yudzayim B'Chom B'Tamuz Ad Rosh Chodesh, of course, Mutter, Lul Vosh Beged Chodesh, everything new, anything new is Mutter. Ach, Imhu Beged Choshev, Shetzach L'Rochel Av Shechiyanu. However, that's the rule of thumb. If you have to make a shechion, that's really the only rule. The only thing you can't do during the 3 weeks, besides the meaning of not taking a haircut and not shaving, is something which, according to the letter of the law, you would be required to make a shechionu. Those activities should not be done from Yud Zayin until Rosh Chodesh Av. Lo yil b'shen l'fi ha-minig according to our custom, she'im b'varchem shechionu b'in ha-mitzorim during the 3 weeks. U'lechein b'shabbos, she'im b'varchem shechionu. We do allow to make a shechionu on Shabbos. K'mo shel yispayer, we'll explain soon. Motor, little boyish, you're allowed to wear a new suit during the 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh. Omnom, anachnu, moinim, atzminim, little boyish, beged chodesh, choshev, miyudzayim, betamazva, filu, b'shabes. So he writes, and this is not so similar, it's a machlik sapoyiskim, if I'm not mistaken, or chashulchan is taking the hard line, you're not allowed to wear a new suit even on Shabbos. You should not make a shechiyanu on a new fruit or on a new item, even on Shabbos. If I'm not mistaken, not everyone agrees to that chumrah. So this Shabbos is the last time we'll be in Afkamina for this year. hopefully forever, right? Hopefully forever. It'll be the last time it's Nogea to make a Shechianu on Shabbos. Or HaShulchan is Machmir. Or HaShem Sh'asta Luvash Begodim Chadosh Minol Chadosh Mirosh Chodesh V'yelchum Akein Asu L'ha Saknam. What about sending your shoes to the shoemaker? The same way we don't wear new shoes, you should not send your shoes to the shoemaker during the 9 days to fix them, to wear them until after Tisha B'Av. And also, you should not go to the shoe store during the 9 days to buy shoes that you will wear for the first time after Tisha B'Av. What about going on Amazon, buying new shoes? Right? I guess not also. Same thing. The only exception he makes over here is v'rak l'chasim v'kalo, who need to make preparations for the wedding. Bachur b'sulo y'alman v'garush l'ikayim adayin peru urvu. Anyone has na'im v'mekayim the mitzvah peru urvu. Afshar yesh l'hatir k'mashakasa b'sivzayin d'l'dvar mitzvah mutter in preparation for the dvar mitzvah. They can purchase these things in preparation for the mitzvah. Ois chof. V'chein, I don't know why it has a chaf soifis. What's the lumbus? There must be some tifa lumbus here.
No,
what?
I doubt it.
Just an accident? They tie the typist? You just pressed the wrong button?
Like a bass.
The typist? Oh, Jesus. The typist just pressed the wrong button. V'chein chayot, a tailor, Yisrael, also lo litfar, begodim chadoshim, erosh chodesh, you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to stitch. Merosh chodesh, bein, bein, lishol, bein, in Yehudim, b'bnei chachashad. When it comes to this, even if it belongs to a Yisrael, and therefore, if the Jew who hired you, who contracted with you to make for him a new suit, you know, there was a person who provided all the suits for Obama. He was Jewish. Shomer Shabbos.
Yeah,
they wrote him up. They wrote him up. Barapak? Williamsburg?
He was from the Muhammad.
What?
He was from the Muhammad.
The Muhammad?
Yeah,
so he all the presidents, right? All the presidents.
Yeah.
I don't know about Trump, but all the presidents, he's the one that provided, he's the one, they gave him his measurements. He made their suits. Unbelievable, huh? He dressed the president, Shomer Shabbos person. A Shomer Shabbos person dressed the president of the United States. The leader of the free world. What?
Shadness,
that's right. That's right. That's very interesting. It's a very interesting point. That the suits that all the presidents of the United States wore when they were free from shadness. Halloy Dover. Isn't that very interesting? That's a very fascinating thing you say. Okay. And what about his tuxedo? I told you that last week. I told you that. Michelle Obama, they interviewed her. She said that the entire present 8 years, Obama wore the same tuxedo every single time. Every black tie affair they went to, he wore the same tuxedo. He didn't get... What?
She complained.
I wore hundreds of outfits. What's she complaining about? She got them all for free. Hundreds of outfits she wore, but he wore the same tuxedo 8 years. Isn't that amazing? Who made him that tuxedo? Did that fellow make him the tuxedo? I don't know. But the suits, there was only one scandal when he wore that tan suit. Right? He wore that funny tan suit. The whole world was up in arms. What? Venerally, let's go further. Em kablon who kadosh chash mudel l'sakin venerally the loy no agul hakel rak b'schar. Mishum par nesasa avo loy b'chinam to do it for free. You should not do it for free to make a suit for someone for free. Only for parnasa. The kolshken im yadua mafursim shahu shel in yehudi the mutter. Everyone knows him for nanju it's mutter. V'chein no agul loses le umnim. Ainir l'sakin kilin chadoshim tech zman ze kidei shiu mukhanim la'achar tishabav miyat. Now what about when it comes to fixing appliances, tools? Over here with Allah, you're not allowed to give your shoes to the shoemaker. You may not give your suit, your clothing to the dry cleaner. You may not give your clothing to anyone, to a laundry. In camps, there's a big thing in camps. In camps, they have professional people do the laundry for the children. I should say the camps and the hotels. In the hotels and the Catskills that you send the children to, so they pick up the laundry. You don't send your children to a camp. You send your child to a hotel for the summer. And they pick up their laundry. And they pick up their laundry, their professional service, they make a killing. They pick up all the laundry from all the campers and they do the laundry and they send it back. So they are not allowed to, they're not allowed to have the laundry be picked up during the 9 days that they pick up after the 9 days. So the question here is, if you're not allowed to go give your shoes and your laundry to the laundryman and to the dry cleaners and to the shoemaker, what happens if you have, can you give in your watch to a watchmaker? Could you give your your computer your car to the mechanic? Excellent. Can you give your car to the mechanic? Can you give your computer to someone, your iPhone, to someone to fix the screen? The screen cracks. Can I send it in to the person to fix it up? What?
A car wash.
A car wash is cleaning a car. You're not doing anything significant. L'chor, that's mutter. You're not doing anything. When it comes to, let's say, repair.
Leather seats.
Okay, so you're cleaning. That's not clothing. You want to say cleaning the seats like clothing? I don't know. Not in the stather. But what about repairs? Maintenance, repairs, by extension, you would suggest it should be forbidden. So he writes here, leniency, you're allowed to give in your appliances, your objects to mechanics and repairmen for repair. It's mutter. Af al gav, we just said the bekibos aser, kemashakasa besif tav zayim, zemim nesh aser kibos huska be gemara. Because it says that in the Gemara. Guess what, Rabbi said, there were no iPhones at the time of the Gemara. It's hard to believe. They didn't exist. They didn't have cars. So there was no shame of giving your car to a mechanic, giving your iPhone into the repairman. Didn't exist. But when it comes to clothing, that exists. So therefore, since the only thing in the Gemara when it comes to clothing, that's what that's also. Everything else is mutter. It's simply just not mentioned in the Gemara, and it's not for us to extrapolate and put upon ourselves chumras that
the
does not...
Wagons, they had to have wagons that had to be
repaired. And it doesn't say in the Gemara. Good point. Doesn't say. You're right. Blacks. It doesn't say. You're right. Maybe it was not so significant.
Shoes. If it's the only pair of shoes and something happens.
Oh, that's a different story. If it's the only pair of shoes, so then that is a probably that's an exception. Obviously, that's an exception. Yes, Avelis was the only one pair of shoes.
No, I'm talking about
a repair. I don't know. Seemingly, yes. Seemingly, yes. Seemingly, you are permitted. The big shiloh of Avelus, the big shiloh, I wonder what they did, what Gedali did. The big people that don't own Avelus, what Rise, when he talks about it, is you're not allowed to own a business. Your business, if you are a partner in a business, your business may not be in operation during the Yimei Avelus. It has to, you have to have a shtar to sell to a guy. I wonder if Gedali did. He sell art scroll? L'chaira, what?
I think they're smarter than that.
What? The smaller than that?
No, they have a
no, it's halach. I'm certain they must have certain.
They have
a partner. So they have to have a shtar. They sell to a guy like a shtar. People who own businesses and the businesses cannot be shut down during Avelos, they have to be like a still yichamitz to a guy. That has to be sold to a guy. Your ownership in the business has to be given over to someone else. Otherwise, you are mechuyev. You're not allowed to, a business that's under your name may not continue to operate during the days of Shiva.
What about a winery?
Same thing. What difference does it make? What do you mean winery?
Then the guy owns your wine, doesn't it?
Yayinesach.
Yeah.
Yayinesach. So then, in general, it's a yayinesach. Oh, if the winery is owned by a guy, as long as he doesn't touch it.
If the Jew is making wine, he owns a wine.
Yes. And he sells it to a guy? Yeah.
He has to sell it to a guy.
As long as he doesn't touch it. As long as the guy he owns it, doesn't matter. There's no halach of Yayinesach owning the wine. Yayinesach is only also if the guy touches the wine. If a guy owns the wine, he has stock in a wine company, he owns a wine company, there's no prohibition. The prohibition is to touch the wine, not to own the wine. So as long as the guy is not coming into the shop, it's mutter.
He has a brother in business. They always had a goyish bond, owned 10% of the company.
For Shabbos.
Not for Shabbos and also for Yontif. This way in
Shabbos and Yontif.
They had unions. They just couldn't shut down the factory.
Shabbos and Yontif. That's another halacha. That's Shulchan Aruch. That's in Hachel Gimel. That's the Dirish. We're learning all those halachas now about a guy owning a business after the partnership with the guy. That was the first halacha in Shabbos. Absolutely, but when it comes to Avelus, it's the same thing. You know, but when it comes to the 9 days, this is an area of halacha that we're not makpid on. That you're allowed to own a business during the 9 days. There's no question that you're allowed even during Tisha B'Av itself. Even during Tisha B'Av itself, you have a business. The business is allowed to be in operation under your name. Next, שאיסר קיבוס חוסקו בגמור מהשאין כן עשייס בגודל מחדושים לצורך חוסן וקל אפילו בתשע בב עצמו יוכל להם יהודי לסכן when it comes to חוסן וקל even on tishah of itself you can give your clothing to a non-Jew even the kalim sorry even the kalim even making clothing we mentioned before that a goy is allowed to make clothing for a Jew if the Jew needs it for his wedding and he was not in the midst of Peru Revu
umikom akam
the
kalim's a good one.
Kelim is mutter. You're allowed, he says over here, you're allowed, he's just going back, and he's repeating himself. He's going back when it comes to making a new suit. We learned before that clothing were more machmir.
Then they have to go to Mikra if the guy owned
them,
right?
What? Okay, a utensil.
If
you buy a utensil by a guy repairs a utensil, you don't have to go put it in the Mikra again. If a Jew owns a utensil and it's damaged, a utensil, and the handle falls off, and you give it to the guy to sada, to repair the utensil, you don't have to put it in the mikvah again. It's the Jews. It's not required to go to the mikvah. So even if you go to the mikvah, big deal. You can put it in the mikvah also. It's not a problem. Then he goes and he speaks in echad according to the letter of law. It's mutter. But then there's the spirit of the halacha, and the spirit of the halacha is that during the 9 days, the person should be mimayit in activities that bring him simcha. If it's a big simcha for you to have your appliance repaired, to have your computer upgraded, have more RAM, and to exchange it for a solid state drive from your old drive, and you know, all of these things, then it's mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. I feel I'm going to be in violation of this halacha because I work for someone and we're doing something on Tisha B'Av and we have to upgrade our equipment. And we decided yesterday we're going to upgrade the RAM, I'm going to upgrade all the equipment, so we're going to do this all on Tisha B'Av.
No problem.
During the 9 days.
We will absolve
it. It's Litzarech Mitzvah. Huh. It's Litzarech Mitzvah. Today's so we're upgrading the...
Did you rent it?
Not renting it. We're buying more parts. We're buying new gadgets. We're buying more RAM. We're going to upgrade, significant upgrades.
Wrong, you know,
and we're not even going to buy it. We're not going to even put in the order until the 9 days begins because we don't have the money yet. The money isn't coming yet.
RAM doesn't count. It's only read only.
RAM costs $135 what we're buying. Plenty of money. We're calling
it.
When we call Malcolm Royal Lamaid B'chol Ma'ad Yashar, we are filled with Masa Matan in Laharbus Lakama Paiskim during business, Lakatila person should be in Mayat, Mashakota Bissip. Hey, the culture came the Chagavna, the Atlin, we ain't noise in Malacha Meresh Chodesh Ad Av, Afil Len Yehudi. We don't give new Malacha, we don't go hire non Jews to do new contract, Elim Kain Lutzach Mitzvah, Vida. The Zeshin is Sparbe, Begodim Chadoshim, Huadin Liknois Kilim Chadoshim Toivim, Shal Kesav Chagavna. It's not in the spirit of the law to purchase new utensils, to purchase new things during the 9 days. Chaygavne v'chinlitin l'uman la'asos kelim yukarim, to make expensive kelim. Osir meir shchodesh, he wrote yukarim. He writes that it's osir. He's very machmir. Osir to go and to buy kelim kelim yukarim is osir. I mean, doesn't al-chayra fit in the category of making a shechianu? I guess not. Shechianu is when you buy something. Here you're going, you're commissioning a non-Jew, so there's no shechianu. There's no shechianu. When you get it, but you're not getting it. Right. He says you should leitain l'uman la'asos kelim, giving him raw material to make kelim yukarim asar me'ra'ish chodesh. Okay, so therefore we'll leave it with that. We'll stop over here. Take a short break.
And the name of the tale is Martin Greenfield.
Who's Martin Greenfield?
Obama's Taylor.
Obama's Taylor.